Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. This is Cork's Good Times, Red FM. Late Late Show host Patrick Keelty's wife, Kat Deely, was on the telly yesterday. She was doing her her thing on, isn't it, This Morning? Isn't that what she presents? And they had a guest on the show yesterday morning. A very interesting man. And he claimed he was the holder of Britain's largest pork chop. Let's call it. So he was, the most talented man in Britain, apparently. He was sitting on the couch and having a conversation about what it's like when, you know, when you're labelled like that. And of course, he's had many different offers to get into different industries, as you can imagine. And the funny part about this story is
all of it,
the whole thing. Apart from the fact that this is breakfast television in 2024. The man with the biggest ding dong, Kat Deely, said bigger isn't always better.
Oh God!
And can you imagine Patrick Keighley sitting at home going, "Oh, for Christ's sake,
she's just giving away." Yeah.
Really, Kat? Really?
Cringe.
He's just sitting on the.
lads! I tell you, I've heard it all now.
Yeah, it was an interesting conversation, but basically I won't use that term, backbone. The tone of it,
yes,
from the man in question was it's quite an inconvenience.
Oh really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
you see, it probably becomes a disability to some extent.
Would you get a blue badge for it? Imagine coming out of Aldi, some old ones giving out to you going, "You can't park there."
Yeah, I was going to say, I've got the proof.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. The Lady Game.
Two idiot men versus two lovely ladies.
Thank goodness you didn't say idiot ladies.
Usually, it's myself and Rory versus Victoria. We have brought in lovely Kelly. Kelly's here this morning.
Morning.
Because we're doing a little twist.
Right.
This morning, it is the man game.
Yes.
All right.
Finally.
We've decided to flip it on its head and hit you with some questions.
Okay.
About the male form and our interests and things that you might know the answer to. Again, you're working as a team together.
Yeah, we're going to ace this, Kel.
Let's go.
You might be better than me, Vic.
Ladies, question number one. Where would you find a head gasket?
A head gasket.
Head gasket, okay.
Head gasket. Kel?
No idea what that is.
Head casket, I'm guessing.
Not a casket, a gasket.
Oh, a gasket. G-A-S. I thought it was a casket.
Yeah.
I was going to say funeral home, but okay.
Taking a turn.
Not a funeral home.
Definitely not.
A head gasket. A rugby pitch.
A rugby pitch is wrong.
Is it some kind of sportswear?
It's definitely not.
Is it a helmet?
It's not. A head gasket is something you'll find in the engine of a car.
Oh.
Something you can blow.
Right.
Okay.
I thought it was a helmet, but anyway.
When a man is getting ready, what are the three S's?
Shower.
Yeah.
Shave.
And...
and what?
And a poop.
A poop.
I'm not saying that one.
Sorry,
you're wrong
we
again.
We can't. Hang on a second.
What?
We're not allowed to say that word on the radio.
No, it's not,
it's
the, right,
not
right.
The right answer.
It's not the right answer.
It's what were you guys thinking? It's shower, shave, and a shirt.
Shirt.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh, we got that wrong, Kel.
What does a tachometer measure?
Oh,
a tachometer. Okay, think about it. Think about the word. What would it be used for?
Something to measure the amount of tacos you eat. Yeah? Did I get it right?
Why did you give her the good?
You gave me the buzzer. You gave me the buzzer.
Doesn't a tachometer measure like mileage?
100%, that is correct.
My father's a truck driver.
Well done.
Shout out if he is listening.
It records how long you've travelled for. It's to protect drivers and you're not driving too far too long. And
so it's nothing to do with tacos.
Nothing to do with tacos.
Why is it called a tachometer then?
Well, there should be a tachometer for measuring taco consumption, I think.
How do I remember that?
Well done, Kel.
Rory.
Right, if a man was holding predators, what would be in his hand?
The movie?
Ooh.
He could, technically on DVD, they could have rented the Predator.
Some kind of a dinosaur lizard. Well, obviously not a dinosaur, lizard, reptile.
No.
Yeah, no, keep going, Vic. You're much closer than I am.
I don't know. Runners?
Very close.
Very close.
Really?
Very close.
Shoes?
No.
Go on again.
Footwear?
Yeah.
Books. Okay,
for
boots.
Something. Yes.
Yes, football boots.
Football boots.
Yes.
Adidas Predators.
Oh, Adidas Predators. There you go. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Can you name something a man can rest his balls on?
A cushion?
I wasn't going to go there, Kel, but you did. You did. You did. Can we just clarify?
It's golf balls, snooker balls.
What type of balls are we talking here?
A snooker table, a golf tee, a kicking tee.
A tee.
Or a table?
Listen, go on. I'm giving you a point for that, just for that answer alone.
What does a rugby thing go on? What does a rugby ball go on?
It's called a rugby tee as well.
A golf tee as well.
One more question, Rory O'Hagan.
When a man says he's going for a couple of pints, how many pints does that entail?
Oh my God, we could be here for a very long time.
The limit does not exist.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Good, no guess to yourself.
Not too bad at all, fella. Jay, we've got 1,000 euro here with your name on it. And we're due a winner. We're long overdue a winner on this. And I'd love you to take it away. What would you do? What's the plan for the grand if you get it?
Start out a few bills, I suppose.
Start out a few bills, yeah. Everybody has bills.
They certainly do.
Why do they keep sending us bills?
I mean, don't know.
Can they just lay off it for a while? That'd be nice.
It would.
It'd be nice, yeah.
All right, Jay, the very best of luck. You've got 60 seconds. Let's play.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Who was the president of the United States before Biden?
Donald Trump.
What colour are Man United home jerseys?
Red.
What number is the most recent iPhone?
15.
The One World Trade Center is located in what city?
New York.
Question number 5. I came in like a wrecking ball is lyrics from what singer?
Miley Cyrus.
Question 6. Sex on Fire is a song by what American band?
Kings of Leon.
Who is directing a new movie about Ian Bailey?
Jay Sheridan.
Question number 8. What age was Elvis when he died? Was he 38 or 42?
42.
Question number 9. What make of car does James Bond drive? So kind of a particular brand of car. Question number 10. What's the furthest Ireland have got in the World Cup soccer?
Qualifying.
You've just won 1,000 euros! Yes! 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 Watch
out! Oh my God!
Oh my good God,
that
Jay.
Was so good, Jason.
Are you a bit of a quiz master, are you?
I listen to all the baby makes.
Wow.
Well, you've hoovered up enough knowledge to get you over the line. Jay, what's your full name, Jason?
Ryan.
Jason Ryan, what part of Cork are you from?
Mallow.
Jason Ryan from Mallow is the latest winner of the 1,000 euro pop quiz on Cork's Good Times Red FM. You have bagged a grand, my friend.
Cheers, thanks very much.
Well done, Jay.
Jay, shake off a couple of those bills. Shake off a few bills, a few nights out, maybe book a little holiday.
Yeah.
Treat yourself, Jay. Treat yourself.
Absolutely.
Nice one, thanks very much.
Very happy for you. Jason Ryan, congratulations. You just won 1,000 euro.
Well done.
Do you ever do the wishing stone thing with the kids?
Wishing stone?
If you're on a beach and you find a perfect little white pebble, it's called a wishing stone.
Is it?
And you give it to the kids, a little smooth stone, and you ask them to close their eyes and make a wish. They give it a little rub. It's quite cute. Nice thing to do. So we found a wishing stone there. Caleb gave it a rub.
So this is a wishing stone, okay? You put it in your hand and rub it.
Does it actually come true?
It does, yeah. Make a wish. Go on, rub it quickly. What's your wish?
Wish that my doggy can talk.
And he wished that his doggy could talk. That was his wish.
Class.
No, the wish hasn't come true, but the dog still can talk. But this is the closest I've found. I want to introduce you to Jeff, the French bulldog. You know Lady Gaga? She has these French bulldogs. This is what this fella looks like. But he's in the back seat of the car, and every time his owner tries to run into the shop or get petrol for the car, this is what happens, Jeff. Jeff loses his mind.
You cannot keep interrupting. I'm having a conversation. Walter, I'm right here, baby.
he's like Anybody listening, have you got a French bulldog? Is that what they do? Because I want one.
That is sounds, Lady Gaga.
That sounds like me walking to work at 5 in the morning.
Amazing thing. You know where this is going.
Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy Jeff the French Bulldog and the Police with the hit Roxanne. No, can he hit the high notes? This is the one. Are you ready? This is the one I'm interested in. You don't have to put on the red light. Go on. Roxanne. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff the French, Frenchy Bulldog.
Machine.
8:38 is the time. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is happening on Friday. Someone's getting a phone call. Somebody's getting €150,000 for waking up at Red FM weekday mornings. These are the jackpots we're lashing out, and hopefully it's someone from this show listening right now that is about to enter that will win themselves €150,000. That's what we're giving away. It's an incredible amount of money. You can do an amazing amount of great things. And I'd imagine it'll take the pressure off quite a lot. €150,000 going your way on Friday. I want you to think what that would feel like, putting your bank card into a machine, pressing check balance, and then just having a little giggle to yourself.
Yes, please.
€150,000 smiling back at you. We will be dropping this cash into someone's bank account on Friday evening by 5. If you want to get in on the draw, here's what we need you to do. Text the word RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. You must be over 18 to play this game. It will cost you €2.50 to buy a digital ticket and get your name in the draw. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations, and it must be in by 3 p.m. on Friday. On Kira's show, between 3 and 4, that call will happen. So please set a reminder on your phone, set a clock reminder, an alarm, an alert, whatever you need to do to have Red FM on Friday between 3 and 4. Be listening to Kira. Barry makes that phone call. One person will get the call. If anybody misses the call, we keep going till we get rid of that $150,000, because it is not staying with us. It's going to go to somebody. Mm-hmm. Text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557 to get your name in the draw, and the very best of luck. In 2 days from now, you're going to hear someone at the end of the phone picking up a cheque for $150,000.
Life-changing cash for Cork. Red FM's cash machine.
Victoria Nichols, how are you? Hey, everybody. It's 244 sleeps till Christmas.
Yes.
Are you giddy? It's only around the corner. No, joking aside, Vic, what's going on?
I was driving into work this morning and something caught my eye, and mm-hmm. I was getting everyone to guess what it was. This is in the 6 o'clock hour for those early birds. And a few people got it right. It was... Am I going to get these guys to guess?
No, go on.
All right.
Straight to it.
A house, as I was coming out of Cove, on the left-hand side, has Christmas lights that are flashing in a sequence.
My kind of people.
Yeah, my kind of people too, Raw. I say you do you, boo.
Absolutely. Yeah. Why though? Is it a case of just didn't bother taking them down?
See, that's what you think.
But why would they be flashing though at like 4 o'clock in the morning?
I'm going to go with the glass half full approach and say that they just love Christmas and they want to feel that warm glow all year round. Aww. Somebody has set those lights to a sequence.
Mm-hmm. But if you overload the warm glow, then when Christmas comes around, you're like, yeah, I'm done with the glow.
You could say that. But yeah. I have to tell you, it did give me a nice little warm
feeling. Did it give you a little
twinkle,
a little bit of excitement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rory's smiling from ear to ear, so I'm guessing he would also feel the same if he saw that.
Totally in favour of it. Maybe they have a Christmas room in their house where the Christmas tree stays up all year long.
So
maybe they do.
We're looking to get to the bottom of this. If you are that family in Cove that have the twinkly bright lights on, can you please message us immediately? 086 8104 106. We can send out our special On the Street reporter.
Now, I should be specific here.
Kelly, you can do a little Christmas
I'll
package.
I'll go out and find video and audio of everything. And now, I'm pro the lights, but like I wouldn't be pro Christmas tree. Like I have fairy lights in my room all the time.
Okay.
Because I just think they're nice and they're nice lighting.
Lots of pubs do that as well. Like the Mountain Lane and these bars have little twinkly lights that are all year round.
Are they coloured, Kelly?
No. They'd be the white lights. Ones. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I know it's 244 days away.
Yeah. 8 more months to Christmas Eve?
It's 8 more months to go.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, everybody.
Sing it, Vic.
We're walking in the air. People far below are sleeping as we fly.
That will do. You won't hear that again for 244 days. So who are you, mysterious, twinkly light family? Let's hear from you. 25 to 9.
Morning. Red FM Breakfast. With KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Karen, we have a €400 voucher for you to win for Easy Living Interiors. What would you buy yourself? Is there anything that you need in the house at the moment?
There's not. I'd actually give it to my mum. She's just bought a new couch and she needs to go down and pay it off. So I'm going to give it to her.
I love that. All right, Karen, the very best of luck. It's look at the draw with this. The game is called 5 and 10. We will give you 10 seconds to give me 5 things relating to this topic, okay? And let's go for it. Can you name 5 rugby clubs in the European Champions Cup, please? Go.
France, Ireland, England, Scotland, Wales, Germany, Portugal, Spain, Italy, Bulgaria.
You gave me every country in the world. But it was the rugby clubs we were looking for. So Leinster, Munster, La Rochelle, Ulster.
If that was my brother now, he speak rugby, I wouldn't have a clue when it comes to rugby.
You're so welcome back tomorrow. Sorry about that, Karen. Thanks a million for playing. All right.
Karen.
Let's go to, who have we got on line 2 there? Lorraine. Hey, Lorraine.
Hello,
Ray. Not too bad. All right, Lorraine. You know what you got to do here. 5 and 10 is the name of the game. Lorraine, can you give me? Can you give me 5 acts that have performed in the Eurovision? Go.
Johnny Logan, Linda Martin. Are you going to be the hardest one? Dana.
It's not easy.
He gives everyone ice cream, then tears.
Oh, listen.
And he gives me Eurovision.
Lorraine, it's look at the draw, girl. It was rugby clubs. Would you prefer rugby clubs? Would you?
I could have done that now, but because I have people to serve. But I would have,
go on, you messer. You're gone. Love you, Lorraine.
Thanks, Lorraine.
Bye. Let's go. Who have we got there?
Sarah.
Line 3. Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi,
Sarah.
Sarah, the very best of luck. It's 5 and 10. You got to give us 5 things in 10 seconds. And again, Dave has just given me the list, so you can blame him for the list.
Right. All right, let's blame Dave.
They're in order. He's done all the work on this. The next one I have up here is you need to give me 5 daily newspapers. Go.
The Echo, The Examiner, The Independent, The Irish Times, The Daily Mail, The Sun, The Mirror.
I think you gave me about 10 there. Yeah! Sarah, you nailed it. Wait till you hear Lorraine will be ringing back now going, why didn't I get the newspapers? Sarah, 400 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors. I'm delighted for you. What are you going to do with it? Who's this for? For yourself?
This is late. They were on tomorrow night giving it to my best. I'm actually giving it to my mum and dad. My dad is a big gardener, and they've their eye on a little kind of a bistro set, so I'm going to be delighted now to be able to tell them they can get it.
That's amazing. That's Sarah. Lovely. Sarah, well done. That is yours. Thanks so much for listening. Have a lovely day.
Great show, guys. Thanks a million.
Bye.
Thanks, Sarah.
Take it easy. Well done. Thank you, Sarah, Lorraine and Karen. Sarah's the winner today. Tomorrow we'll do another one. And then on Friday we have our final 400 euro voucher. Yeah. Easy Living Interiors, they've got their mid-season sale on right now, online and in-store. You can find them on Paulina Duff, Mahon Point, Eastgate, Little Island, North Point Business Park. Find them on Instagram, find them on X and on Facebook. There's an interior design service available with online and in-person appointments. You can make your dream home a reality. If you need to get stuff for your gaff, you just bought a place, you're moving, Easy Living Interiors will sort you out with everything. That was the Million Euro Memories from yesterday. You can get the whole thing on the podcast yesterday. There was so many other incredible stories that came into us.
It was amazing.
Just get the Go Loud app and you can listen to the show's podcast.
We never heard yours, by the way.
Did I not do one?
I don't think so. We heard Rory's, we heard mine, we never heard what yours is. What's yours?
I don't know. Well, the day the little fella, I mean, I'm going to be predictably cheesy here now, but it was probably anything to do with the kids being born was amazing.
Yeah.
But particularly Caleb, when the little fella came along.
Yeah.
Because I've grown up with three sisters, no brothers.
Aww.
First two kids were girls. And I just went into the hospital and I looked and I went, it has a penis.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
I get that.
And also, I missed his birth.
Oh, you didn't. Where were you, Casey?
I went out, left the ward, went to the shop, went downstairs to get a sandwich. There was a huge queue, massive queue of people buying coffees and one lady behind the till. But like, it was, we were fine. It was like, no, there's nothing moving. And I came back up and Rich was holding him.
Yeah. Sometimes it can happen really quickly like that.
Like a bullet from a gun, apparently. Anyway.
Very good. That's a lovely Million Euro memory.
It is. If you've got any more of them, like, please, you know, if you want to throw them into us, we'd love to hear from you. 0868104106. Maybe Cher is your Million Euro memory.
Absolutely.
Come here. Joyrider stopped. A Randy prisoner was caught with his pants down trying to have jiggery pokery with his girlfriend behind bars in Mountjoy.
Oh,
the criminal in his 20s managed to get a small booth on his own with his romantic visitor, normally used for giving them a little bit of privacy for just conversations, but somebody walked in. Surely is there not, like, I don't know anything about being in prison yet, but like, if they're in there, is there not, like, little jiggery pokery rooms for visitors to go to?
I don't know.
It's their human right to have a little bit of connection.
You see, they're in prison though, Casey. You can't have that physical contact with somebody.
Well, they go into, like, when visitors go into a room, you're sitting at a table beside each other. You know, you can hold hands and whatnot.
Yeah, but it's different though, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're probably afraid that people will pass things to each other.
Well, like a SIM card falls out of her hoo-ha.
Objects. Objects, lads. Objects.
Yeah. You can get a lot in places, really, can't you?
You can't.
Anyway.
I don't know. We don't know enough about it to know, but it would be interesting if somebody can let us know.
If there are any prison guards out there,
yeah.
Is it allowed?
Is it allowed?
I was reading an article yesterday. There's a load of prison guards over in the UK. Have been arrested for having relationships with inmates.
It's quite a common thing.
It is, yeah.
I've heard that a few times.
Yeah.
I guess naturally it probably happens.
It's kind of like on the Nightingale buzz where they feel sorry for them, they fall in love with them, and they'll probably see them reformed and regretful and remorseful for their actions.
Yeah,
and
it all plays into that, I'd say.
There's a good person in there somewhere and I'm going to have an old jiggy with them.
Yeah.
Vic VIPs on Cork's Good Time, Red FM.
All right, Vic, what's going on?
Okay, the fallout continues from the Taylor Swift album. Now we have British TV presenter Nick Grimshaw.
Mm-hmm.
He's been talking about the fact that he's being mistaken for one of Taylor's exes.
Oh, your man from the 1970s.
That's it.
Yes.
There is a kind of a similarity, isn't there, between the two of them?
Yeah, yeah.
But he's not happy. Have a listen.
All right, okay.
So I just got home and I thought, let me have a little bit of phone time. I've never had as many messages from friends, from family members, from random people in the United States of America that I don't know all about Taylor Swift. Today, never mind tortured poet, I've been tortured today. I don't know what's happened, but everyone seems to confuse me with Matty Healy. So now I'm in this conversation. I don't know what's going on, guys. We're here, Taylor Swift, madly in love with Matty Healy. There they are. There we are. There they are. We're now in the paper. Taylor Swift fans spot hidden proof. Proof? That's not even Matty Healy. That's me.
There's a really simple thing you can do when you go to Instagram. You look at people and you it's called reading their names.
Yeah, I know. You know. But imagine the madness of that.
Yeah.
Crazy. So yeah,
I would lean into that so much. I'd be DMing them and everything, going, you don't know what she put me through. She used to leave her knickers all over the floor. I would do it. I'd be winding them up till the cows came home.
Yeah, well, listen, that's one way of getting over it. It's true.
Yeah. Anything else going on?
Yeah, Rebel Wilson is now claiming that a member of the royal family invited her to a naughty kind of party at the home of a US tech billionaire. So this is again revealed in the book.
Oh, you got to get the book.
She's given us three clues, etc., etc., etc.
Master marketing here.
It happened in 2014, and he's 15th or 20th in line for the throne.
Oh, okay.
Work it out.
Okay. Could be a French bulldog for all we know, but you have to buy the book,
yeah,
okay, everybody?
Yeah.
Good morning. Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Wake up. Starring Academy Award winner Kate Winslet. The Regime. Streaming with Now.